show is rock. We can rock with a rhythm. We can rock, rock, rock. Winnipeg Arena is on fire. CKUW 95.9. How you dudes doing? CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Martin R. Howell. This show is Winnipeg Arena is on fire. And what do I got going down the chute for you this time out? I'll tell you this. In 30 minutes, interview guest of the week. I'll be phoning out to Toronto. Speaking with Olga. They are, I don't think they're a husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend kind of band. They like to dance. They like to make you dance. So they think. But, yeah. I'll phone them at their apartment in Toronto, and I will speak with them. Olga will be my interview guest of the week. 30 minutes from now. Then, about an hour from now, is Comic Book Radio Theater. I shall read you a comic book, a dramatic reading of a comic book. And I'm going to go with Mighty Thor this time out. Thor. Yes, Thor. Actually, he has a problem, and it has to do with nightmares and dreaming and the whole process of sleeping. And yeah, can he get this demon that I guess tortures and maybe even kills people in their sleep? Can Thor get into this dream world? Or I don't know. I got to read the comic book, and I got to read it to you on Comic Book Radio Theater to know what's going on and stuff like that. You'll know what's going on if you're listening an hour from now. Comic Book Radio Theater, The Mighty Thor. All right. Let me mightily get into music. All right. You know, I've had a bunch of new stuff just sent to me recently. Bunch of new stuff sent to me recently. Why don't we check that out? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start off with Bonehouse. They're from Portland, Maine. This is like this newest song that they just recorded. It's not even released yet. They just recorded this song. So yeah, we'll start off with Bonehouse. That's how we do it. Here on CKW 95.9 FM, this show is Winnipeg Arena is on fire. I'm your host, Martin. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. CKW 95.9 FM, the community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Oh, ready to take on He-Man?
Snake Mountain battle armor He-Man is gonna breathe so separately. You put the mountain together. Batteries not included.
Is your serpent ready to strike?
Yes!
Come, He-Man! Come to Snake Mountain!
If you dare!
Snake Mountain with Echo Microphone, new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Action figures each sold separately. From Mattel. At a theater near you.
Locked up in a sanitarium. When you're ready for a real challenge, you're ready for Marble Madness. There are deadly steelies, marble munchers, acid pools, digital waves, vacuum cleaners, catapults, pistons, pounding hammers, killer birds, and they're all after you. Do you have what it takes to reach the silly maze where everything's upside down, or the ultimate maze where even the maze moves? Do you have what it takes, or will Marble Madness make you lose your marbles? Marble Madness! And coming soon, Jordan vs. Bird, one-on-one for your Nintendo.
What is fresh and is cold but consensual fire? On the rocks with a lime, however you desire. It's a fresh 99 on a summer day. With a face to the west, it'll blow your mind. If the blues are cool, if the mercury's high, you've got rid of the wind. On a summer day, it's a fresh 99. Yeah, whatever you say, drink it out. My soul would sail for a fresh 99. My soul would sail, drink it out. My soul would sail for a fresh 99. My soul, I would sail. What is nice with some ice and consensual fire? On the road with your friends, however you desire. It's a fresh 99 on a summer day. With the taste of the west, it'll blow you away. Just a sip is enough, you'll be feeling almighty. Just the tip of your lips is extraordinary. It's a fresh 99 on a summer day. It's a fresh 99, yeah, whatever you say. Drink it out.
Get your hand! and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
Straight from Montreal, that is Hidden Bliss. Two songs off there. What is it called again? Let me check with my eyeglasses. Energy of Youth album, yes. Two songs off that. Also, another two songs right before that from Pine Tree Cathedral. They're also from Montreal. A lot of good music comes from Montreal, I find. If you're checking out bands and such. What else happened in that little set list there? We start off with Bonehouse from Portland, Maine. Then we went all the way across the continent to Vancouver, BC. We listened to two in a row from Night Court. Also, with another double play, Slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse from Los Angeles. Los Angeles. Something that's completely different from Los Angeles. Boise, Idaho, we had Floating Witch's Head. I'm very fortunate to come up with this recording. It's not even on the internet. I can't even find it on the internet. It got sent to me. They just recorded it. So, their song, Moving On. Let's move on with the rest of the show. Once again, those bands I played there for you, Bonehouse, Night Court, Slaughterhouse, Floating Witch's Head, Pine Tree Cathedral, and Hidden Bliss. Got you caught up. All right, I'll catch you up on this, though. I phoned up Olga. They are our interview guest of the week. I just phoned them up. They're at their apartment in Toronto, and they've been drinking. they've stayed the night in or something like that, and they've been drinking. And they thought, in their great wisdom, they're going on radio. I might as well get really just totally drunk for it. And we will see how this interview goes. We will see. I haven't had good results when I've done drunk interviews. They're not as great as you think they would be. So we will see what Olga has to say. Okay, well, I have a lot to say to them, and let's get on with it. And, let's check out their first song, and then we'll get talking with Olga. They'll dance you up. They're from Toronto. They'll dance you up. All right. I'm Martin R. Howell, and I'm from CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Interview time. We got our interview guest of the week here, CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this every week. Right now, it's Olga. Olga, they're from Toronto. Let's talk with them. Let's talk the beginnings of this music project of yours. How did it all happen? And where are you interested in taking it further?
I started it alone, Olga One, me, Olga, like a long time ago, before I even realized that it was Olga.
Okay.
I did it, and I've been doing it for a long time. And I've been playing in bands, like more like boring bands that like aren't as good as Olga for like 15 years. And I wanted to just like, and I've been making all these songs like for like so long, and they're so good, but I haven't like, I didn't like do anything with them because I just didn't know how to like do them so that they were like as good as I knew that they were, until I met Olga too. And like last year, and then we just started doing it, and it was like really easy to do it because it's really good. It's like the best music I've ever heard.
You know, I got this impression from just from checking you guys out over the internet and everything. You two are good friends with each other, right?
Yeah, really, certainly. Really good friends.
Oh yeah, I got that impression. All right. Well, just minutes ago, our listeners heard this new song, "Corpse in a Cradle." What made you write that song? It has a dark sound to it, but it has a very danceable sound as well.
Yeah, do you like, do you guys get down to like in Winnipeg? Do you guys like the aggressive disco music? Is that a thing? I know a lot of folk bands from Winnipeg.
I know
20 folk bands from Winnipeg. I've never heard anybody be interested in my music from Winnipeg.
Well,
except for you, you're the first one.
No, well, I might be the only one. Okay.
Yeah, you might very well be the only one.
That's the sweet thing about radio, because you don't really have any clue how many people are listening. It could be so many.
Yeah, okay.
So many thousands.
All right. I guess, you know, one thing about that song, "Corpse in a Cradle,"
mm-hmm.
It has this sound midway through it. It's midway through it, and it kind of carries it on to the end. Are you using a theremin? A theremin, or is that a keyboard sound? It gives me this really like old timey opera singer kind of like opera singer,
yeah,
from the early 20th century kind of thing, you know, singing in your face and stuff like that. If you can catch my imagery,
yeah, well, that's nice. I'm gonna tell everybody a secret.
Okay.
There's a site called Pirate Bay, and you can get Logic Pro on Pirate Bay for free, and it's like an Apple product, so you don't have to feel bad about stealing it. And that on that cracked version of Logic Pro, there is a pretty believable theremin sound, and it's free, and that's what I use. Yeah.
Oh, so you could find like instrument sounds on there without actually going out and buying the instrument yourself.
No, you don't have to buy anything. You should not have to pay to make your music.
Okay.
They can pay you. They got to pay you to make music, because like otherwise people are going to stop making music.
Okay.
And definitely don't pay Apple.
All right. In the past, I used to play the Toronto music scene back in the late 90s, a little bit into the early 2000s.
That like the Rio Static scene?
It was far from that. What I found was the Toronto music scene, it's quite a tough one. How are you thinking about how your band can be noticed? It's tough to even be noticed in Toronto.
Yeah, there's a really easy answer to this.
I was just going to say, let me take this one for a second. this city, and actually, once we started to travel the United States, I found it more and more. I thought that it was like a Toronto vibe where this city doesn't know how to dance, and they don't. God bless them. And we teach them.
But we're, this is not our job.
It's not our fucking job. And, sorry, effing job. And
yeah, like that's gonna
that, yeah, edit that out. More than that, I went to LA and I saw the bands that we wanted to see here or there, and I saw what the crowd did, and nobody fucking dances anymore. Sorry, I edit that too. But the basic thing is that we just like come to give a performance, and I think LA does, for better or worse, understand that.
There's a lyric that answers that question. I mean, pretty much all of our songs are about like not being in this stupid city.
Not being in this band.
Yeah. Bad city. I don't think it's a good city, and I don't think you should
Toronto.
Come here.
We love Toronto.
Because we're going to be
don't
gone by the
here.
Time you
yeah,
get here.
Don't, exactly. He's right. We love Toronto, but don't move here.
Yeah, don't. No.
And we'll be gone by the time we get here.
I didn't think we loved Toronto.
We kind of hate Toronto, but our friends are here.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, we're here. We've got a really good
house. Our friends don't want to dance, but there's like 20 of them, so we're going to move to L.A.
We're going to move to L.A. There's a lyric in one of our songs that goes, I got to get away to New York City, Berlin, or L.A. And I've actually I wrote that a year ago, and I don't even think I agree with it anymore, because New York City sucks, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we found that.
I haven't been to Berlin yet, but I don't think it sucks. I
but
think
we went to L.A., and L.A., you know, they actually dance like Toronto here. I was surprised.
Yeah.
So, look, we have gospel spread there, too, and that's exciting.
But I'd rather teach the citizens of L.A. to dance than the citizens of Toronto,
absolutely.
Like, to be honest.
Because
like,
it's still in their muscle memory. It's still in their
it's
muscle
It's a better
memory.
Legacy. If I die knowing that, it. Like, I taught L.A. to dance, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like to me? If there are Winnipeggers out there who believe they can dance and they find themselves in Toronto and they know that Olga's playing live somewhere,
yeah,
that's where to go. That's for them. That nowhere else in Toronto
I believe that Winnipeg people dance better than Torontonians.
I mean,
probably.
I was going to say.
But it's a long walk from Winnipeg.
What I'll say to Winnipeg right now is, like, if you guys want to dance, if y'all want to fucking dance, come to Olga. Don't come to Toronto.
Come to L.A. We'll be there probably before you guys.
Come to Olga in the next 6 months. And other than that, just go to L.A.
Or also just come to our show tomorrow on Thursday. At the Monarch Tavern, all you Winnipeggers.
Plug. Quiet.
Yeah.
Buy your flight now.
We weren't sure how to plug the show to Winnipeggers.
Okay.
I don't even think you can get a flight in time.
Okay. All right. We can do this in time.
And
we can listen to... Oh, what are you going to say? Because I'm going to say something.
I was just
going
to say that, like, and unfortunately, we probably will never come to Winnipeg. But if you guys are really interested in coming to see shows, we play many of them.
Okay. You play many of them around Toronto and in the area. All right, you know what? Let's go off and do a bit of a music break, listen to more music from Olga, and then we'll be back and talk with the both of them, Olga 1 and Olga number 2.
Any specific order.
Okay.
Well, if there was, I'm number 1.
Okay.
I don't know, though.
All right.
All right, we'll duke it out while you listen to our song.
Can you even say the names of our songs on the radio?
There is one that I cannot. I'm well aware of it.
Well, okay. There's two. I think if you could say terrorist on the radio, it might, like, raise some red flags, like CSIS.
No. Okay. Okay. All right. Right now, our listeners are number 1. They are number 1. And what we're going to do.
Number 1.
What we're going to do is take off, listen to some more music, and we'll be back and talk with Olga in due time. Come on back. CKUW 95.9. Get up, fucking shit, man. I'll do the four count.
Yeah.
All right. I need a one. I need a two. I need a three. I need a four. All right. Back on the airwaves. You're with Olga. We are talking with Olga. They're from Toronto. They don't want to be from Toronto, but they are from Toronto.
That's where the cookie crumbles, man. Just right here.
Okay. They are interview guest of the week. You know what? I want to share you some information about Olga and Toronto. Did you know that Olga Alexandrovna, the Grand Duchess Olga of Russia, the last Grand Duchess of Olga, she ended up...
She once visited Toronto?
No, she did more than visit Toronto. She lived in Toronto. Her dying days was in a small apartment in East Toronto. She died at age 78.
I'm so nervous.
But at when her life ended, this Olga, she was widely acclaimed as the last Grand Duchess of Imperial Russia. So you guys got Right. Guy's got a connection with Imperial Russia. Well, you know,
so I guess it's like better than getting like executed, right? Like, well, Toronto, that's like where the stakes are.
Well, yeah.
That's the bar.
it says right here, Olga got her the rest of her family got shot and bayoneted to death. Oh boy,
yeah. That sucks. I mean, yeah.
Anyway, I thought I'd mention that with you guys, that there's an Olga Toronto connection with you guys.
Right on. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, totally. They were the greats, those Russian monarchs.
Okay. Let's talk about music videos or the band photo sessions that I've seen around on Instagram and I believe there's been other sites too. Let's talk about your music videos. Which ones have you done?
We have done one music video. I have a sister who does music. Like she's a psychotic video artist. I pay her like a little bit of money and she does videos that look pretty good. And she did one, and it's a song called River Phoenix. And she took like it way really literally. I think that she didn't spend like much time on it, 'cause she's done better music videos for my other bands.
Oh,
this
yeah.
one. And I think I even paid her a little bit more for this one. And she like, I think she spent like half an hour on it. And like, it's just a nonsense song about, like Larry David and River Phoenix and aphids and shit. But like, she just like took, all of the lyrics and just put like visuals that were the things that I said. And it made the song sound even more stupid than it did, because it made me realize how pointless all of those lyrics were and like laid out in visual format.
It has this funky sound to it, like right at the start of it, like it catches your attention, I think.
Good song.
Yeah.
I don't make bad songs, but the lyrics in that one might be the least, important. You don't have to really listen to them, but it's funny when you hear a good song and it says Larry David, I think. I think that's just funny. I think the name Larry David is funny.
Okay,
and then
okay.
River Phoenix is tragic. When you hear the word River Phoenix, it's tragic. Mm-hmm. When you hear the word Larry David, it's funny. And and then when like a second year art student puts visuals to it, it just makes it a little bit cheapened. Yeah.
You know,
but it's a cheap band, to be honest. I've never paid for anything.
You know what? When I think of River Phoenix, I think of that movie, My Private Idaho.
It's a good movie.
And I think, like, how good of an actor he was in that film, and just, like, darn it, we couldn't have seen
him. Yeah, he gets sad, right? You get sad when you think of River Phoenix. He was so hot.
Well, there was that.
Pretty good. Really good actor. I mean, he was, like, a good actor in the same way that James Dean is a good actor.
Yeah.
Like, in that, like, maybe, is he really?
Yeah.
Like,
once you go young enough and it's they just like.
It doesn't really matter. Like,
it doesn't matter. It's like inconsequential.
Yeah, like Gus Van Sant is a good director. I'm not so. Yeah, he is a good.
All right.
He's asleep for most of that movie.
Okay. the band photos that are on your Instagram, do you remember taking them? Do you remember what they are?
We remember everything. We have a cocktail that allows us to be completely unprofessional and retain all of our memories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like a...
Yeah, and make really good stuff. And then those pictures are good, but the guy who took them was responsible.
Yeah, Alex Carr. Alex Carr.
And he wasn't drunk. I don't actually think he was.
He's never drunk, and he will always take your photo in Toronto, and it will always look sick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Alex Carr.
Yeah.
He's the best.
One of the Toronto saints.
He's a patron saint of the Toronto art scene.
He's just really building his portfolio, so like.
He's amazing.
One day, he won't be a saint. He'll be a paid photographer.
The day we took those photos with him, he was like 300 degrees in my like shovel five fucking apartment in Toronto. And he was, like, a complete professional, because that's what Alex Carr is.
$75.
Well, it was a little bit more than that, but, like, he'll do it
in an affordable rate. What you got?
Yeah, good. Good.
He's the best man in
money.
Toronto.
It's money photos.
Okay. If anyone's down in Toronto and they need their photograph taken.
Literally, like, that's like the point of this flag.
Yeah, but it's like he's the one, you know?
All right.
How?
He will Photoshop the sweat off your fucking upper lip, okay? This guy is his
congenial. You're not even trying anymore. Just stop.
Okay. All right. How does listeners know more about your band, Olga? I found you guys just surfing the band camp. How does others do
that? It's impressive that you did. It's impressive that you found us, because those are demos.
Okay.
We are releasing a studio record, like, sometime. Pretty soon, and then it'll be a lot more available on like all the sites and streaming services that don't make you look like amateur, like Spotify. Basically, Spotify will make us professional.
Oh, okay.
So that'll happen, but it's not happened yet.
Okay,
I'm not still, professional.
Still
yet.
Doing it, still mixing that record.
All right.
Not yet.
And the one video that you guys got out, where can people see it?
YouTube.
Ultra YouTube.
She had a magazine.
Really, like, hard to find, but at U_L_T_R_A.
Wait, are you spelling out YouTube?
I'm spelling out Ultra's handle. It's so annoying.
I think it's also, like, you just search it.
River
Phoenix.
It'll come up.
I don't know how these algorithms work, but when I search River Phoenix on YouTube, it's the first thing that comes up.
All right.
So get your algorithm.
That might not happen for you. That might not.
Get your algorithm in check, man. All right?
But just search a little bit longer. Olga, also. You can search that.
Yeah, you want it to be, like, really nasty.
Yeah. Oh, I want to tell you about a video that, because this is more like a mission statement interview.
Okay, mission statement. Go for it.
Yeah, check this out. We're working on a video. We've been working on it for